Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Thank you for joining us. I am your hostess with the Financial Gnosis. And for this Wednesday, January 20th, 2010, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I am so excited. We've been having such a great week so far. We've got good news on the horizon for our Unlock Your Wealth protege, as well as this week's key, which is knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. So I'm so excited this week's key because we're going to learn how to figure out what we know and what we don't know and whether or not we want to learn it and delegate it. So it'll be a neat key this week. Coming up on Saturday's broadcast, so I'm totally excited. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, thanks and welcome to the broadcast. This Wednesday and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio program and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And this week is like no other because we have so many exciting things going on all at once. We've got tons of news stories. We've got great events happening around the world, as well as our Unlock Your Wealth protege, famous NASCAR race car driver, Stephen Light, who joins us each week in his pursuit of financial independence and learning about the concepts of money management now that he is fully into adulthood and taking the reins on managing his own money for the first time. And so we got good news today in a press conference. That they had in North Carolina at Richard Childress Racing. They did announce today that Stephen Light will be one of their development drivers. So although it is not a full-time ride for him, we are moving in the right direction. So he will have a place at Richard Childress Racing, so I'm certain that that's giving him a little bit of comfort. But until he gets an official sponsor, he's still going to probably be managing a lot of stress. So we're going to check in with him this Saturday and see how things are going after we find out exactly what his press conference entailed for this week. Now, for Minutes on Your Money, Minionville says the great allowance debate. I like this article. It comes from Scott Reeves from Minionville, and he talks about kids and allowances. He says the great allowance debate typically stakes out two basic positions. One, an allowance should be pegged to household chores because it links money with work, or two, an allowance shouldn't be pegged to household chores because handling such tasks is part of being a member of the family. Well, he says that in his article, the simmering brouhaha won't be solved here, but he says you have to follow your heart on this one. And when you sorted it out, there were some basic things you need to know about when to start giving your child an allowance and how much is reasonable and what restrictions should be placed on its use. So he says, remember, an allowance is intended to teach your child the value of money and how to manage it. You also want your child to understand that your supply of greenbacks isn't limitless. I remember as a child my mother telling me more than on one occasion about how money doesn't grow on trees and we can't just go out in the backyard and pick it. So he suggests to talk to your friends and parents of your kids' friends to get a sense of what they do and how much their children are allowed to spend and on what they're allowed to spend it on. And this is from Linda Leitz, who's the founder of Pinnacle Financial Concepts in Colorado Springs and author of The Ultimate Parenting Map to Money Smart Kids. She says, don't try to keep up with big spenders. And let me tell you, there's a lot of people with a lot of priorities misplaced. And while it is honorable, this is my editorial embellishment, by the way. While it is honorable to want to give your children what you didn't have, and while that is a desire amongst all of us, that can be a problem. Just like spare the rod, spoil the child. Without setting up consistent boundaries, you're going to have much trouble. It says, what you need to do is to allow your child to make mistakes. And don't bail your children out of those mistakes, or you've undercut a basic point that many adults don't even get when managing your own money. You must live with your decisions. Do things right, and your child is off to a good start in gaining financial literacy. A little bit of a tongue twister. But if you get it wrong, your kids could be headed for money trouble as an adult. And I'm sure you've heard the term spoiled brat, and it's not related to the parent's income whatsoever. It all has to do with the boundaries that you set for your children. So start by determining when your child should get an allowance and how much it should be. Leitz suggests that children should receive about a dollar for each year of their age. A six-year-old would therefore receive $6 a week. If you have several children about the same age, it may be smart to give them the same amount in the interests of domestic tranquility. But nothing is carved in stone. Don't give your child too much too soon. If your child isn't ready to learn about money, then you must wait. If your child asks what he or she can choose from when shopping or asks if they can spend money on lunch or some other item while out, they're probably ready to receive an allowance. Leitz says, some children as young as 5 or 6 can begin to appreciate having money they can use for themselves and not waste the opportunity. I also think that this is a great time for you to begin talking about money as soon as you can so children can understand the value of it. You know, when mommy or daddy leaves the house for an extended period of time, we say that they're at work, but do they really understand what you're doing and what that process or that contribution that you make is remunerated in dollars that allow you to pay for many things that they don't see, like the mortgage payment for the roof over their head and things like that. We've got a lot of neat concepts here. It says be sure to establish acceptable expenditures and make clear what a prohibited use of the allowance is. Leitz says acceptable use of an allowance might include toys, a treat once in a while at the school cafeteria, or an occasional meal at the mall while shopping instead of waiting to eat at home. Unacceptable uses likely include music with profanity, T-shirts with foul or provocative words or images, and unsafe toys like darts and BB guns and things like that. The key is to establish clear standards with bright lines defining what the limits are. And here's the kicker, stick to it. Give examples to be sure your kid understands the rules and encourage questions. If your child uses the money for something that's against your wishes, don't allow him to keep the purchase. Your child just loses that money. They don't get reimbursed. Okay. So there's a lot of great other suggestions here in this article. But first, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime. Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success, with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And just before the break, we were talking about the Great Allowance debate and what should it be based on, should you do it, what should you do. You know, if you're, and we left with talking about if your child uses the money for something against your wishes, then, you know, pull the purchase and don't refund the money. It's that simple. As your children mature, increase their allowance and their responsibility. The increased money can be earmarked for clothes and school supplies. Make it clear to your student that the extra money is intended for specific purposes, not weekend fun with friends. And if your student makes a mistake and is caught short on basic clothes or school supplies, too bad. If you bail the kid out, the lesson is lost. Your child won't learn to set spending priorities, undercutting the whole point of an allowance, which is to teach them about money. set up great saving programs and know that your child will make mistakes, but if you establish the ground rules and enforce them, here's the kicker, you have to enforce them, then their goof-ups will be small. You know you've done something right when your child tells you in confidence, of course, that some friends buy dumb things and don't handle their money well. And that way, you know you're on the right path. I really think it's fabulous. My girlfriend's children play in extracurricular sports, and any equipment that they need, they have to buy with their own allowance. And because their allowance is a fixed amount per week, they have to save it up if they don't, you know, for large expenditures. And let me just tell you, hockey pads and things like that can get to be quite pricey. So now it's time for that ever-popular segment that you are always in love for.
Tell me.
Yes, it is that time again for our Millionaire Minute. This is the segment where we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and put out 60 seconds of tools you can incorporate into your life right now, today. Now, Glenn Curtis talks to us and says, let's face it, we all don't make millions of dollars a year, and the odds are that most of us won't receive a large windfall inheritance either. However, that doesn't mean that we can't build a sizable wealth. It'll just take some time. But if you're young, time is on your side. And retiring a millionaire is achievable. Number one, stop senseless spending. Unfortunately, people have a habit of spending their hard-earned cash on goods and services that they don't need. Even relatively small expenses, such as indulging in a gourmet coffee from a premium coffee shop every morning, can really add up and decrease the amount of money that you can save. Larger expenses on luxury items also prevent many people from putting money into savings each month. In order to accumulate sizable wealth, usually one must adopt a disciplined lifestyle and budget. This means the people who are looking to build their nest eggs need to make sacrifices somewhere. That may mean eating out less frequently, using public transportation to get to and from work, or cutting back on extra unnecessary expenses. Number two, fund your retirement plan ASAP. When individuals earn money, their first responsibility is to pay current expenses, such as the rent or mortgage expenses, food, and other necessities. Then once these expenses have been covered, the next step should be to fund a retirement plan or some other tax-advantaged vehicle. If you're 23 years old and deposit $3,000 per year, that's only $250 a month, in a Roth IRA earning an 8% average annual return, you will have saved $985,000+ by the time you're 65 years old due to the simple power of compounding interest. And if you make a few extra contributions, you can be well over that million-dollar goal. Also, you got to keep in mind that that's mostly interest. If you think about it, your $3,000 contributions only add up to $126,000. So how simple? Let me think. Do I want to blow $130,000 now on stuff I don't need or want and have nothing when I'm 65, or maybe if I just sock that away a little bit at a time, I could have $1 million. That makes it much easier to decide. That's only like $8 a day. You can save $8 a day because you probably spend $5 of it at Starbucks or some other specialty coffee chain. So just there's a lot of places you can find your million-dollar hideaway. Number three, improve tax awareness. Sometimes individuals think that doing their own taxes will save them money. In some cases, they might be right. However, in other cases, it may actually end up costing them more money because they fail to take advantage of many other deductions available to them. So consider that before you get too far into obsessing about doing your own taxes. Number four, own your own home. At some point in our lives, many of us rent a home or an apartment because we cannot afford to purchase a home, or because we aren't sure where we want to live for the longer term. And that's fine. However, renting is often not a good long-term investment because buying a home is a good way to build equity. Number five, avoid the luxury wheels. I know I made this mistake. There's nothing wrong with purchasing a luxury vehicle. However, individuals who spend an inordinate amount of their incomes on a vehicle are doing themselves a disservice, especially because this asset depreciates in value so rapidly, like drive it off the lot and you're toast. And last but not least, don't sell yourself short. Some individuals are extremely loyal to their employers and will stay with them for years without seeing their incomes take a jump. This can be a mistake, as increasing your income is an excellent way to boost your rate of savings. Always keep your eye out for other opportunities and try not to sell yourself short. Work hard and find an employer who will compensate you for your work ethic, skills, and experience. Except for the ever-popular illustrious Karen Groom, don't listen to that advice. Stay with me forever. And your bottom line is simply you don't have to win the lottery to see seven figures in your bank account. For most people, the only way to achieve seven figures is to save it. That's not a big deal. You don't have to live like a pauper to build an adequate nest egg and retire comfortably. So if you start early, spend wisely, and save diligently, your million-dollar dreams are well within reach. Now, fully and completely integrate these habits now. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and watch how differently people will respond to you. Imagine yourself with these successes already. Create some affirmations with these tools as well to reinforce what you have just integrated into your personality. And that's your millionaire minute. So back to minutes on your money. How about 10 salaries that will grow in 2010. Yes, according to CareerBuilder.com, research conducted for the 2010 salary guides from Robert Half International is painting a surprising picture about the salary landscape for the new year. Starting salaries in the accounting and finance, information technology, and administrative fields are expected to remain relatively flat or see modest declines in 2010. But base compensation for certain positions will buck the trend and in some cases be increasing over 2009 levels. Take a look. For accounting and finance, number one, tax accountant. Companies seek tax accountants who can help organize and achieve bottom line savings through effective tax management strategies. Businesses also need their guidance to comply with tax regulations. And goodness knows, if you're a public company, you have all of those extra accounting rules now, thanks to Enron and all the fabulous scams, WorldCom and all of that in our stock market. Number two, compliance directors. Companies are needing professionals who can help them with complying with some of these Securities and Exchange Commission mandates and prepare for potential transition into international finance reporting standards as well. Number three, credit managers or supervisors. Companies need professionals who can reduce inefficiencies and enhance profitability. And as a result, credit and collection specialists who can evaluate credit risk, manage delinquent payments, and help improve cash flows are in demand. Base compensation for credit managers or supervisors in small companies is anywhere from $42,500 to $57,500. How about a senior financial analyst? Businesses need professionals who are able to evaluate financial plans, forecasts, budgets, and identify the ways to improve profitability. And their salary is expected to be anywhere from $57,000 to $74,000 in starting salary for this year. So how about our information technology sector? Number five on our list is a network administrator, cloud computing, voice over internet protocol, and software as a service have significantly increased the complexity and requirements placed on networks. Further, network administration remains as an in-demand skill, according to the chief information officers interviewed by Robert Half International. Network administrators can expect to see starting salaries of $54,000 to $80,000 in the coming year. We also have information systems, security managers, systems engineers, medical records clerks, customer service reps, and executive assistants all kind of getting up there. We have many minutes on your money that I have here, but we're coming to the close of our broadcast, so I'm going to save all of these for Saturday, where we're going to talk about knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. And I want to leave you with a quote from my dear husband, who always says, I know what I know, and I know what I don't know. And when he doesn't know, he goes to get help. And he delegates to people who are professionals. He built his business career on identifying and capitalizing on his strengths and delegating his weaknesses. And one of the things that you always hear when he does interviews is he always says that he was never afraid to hire people he felt were smarter than him. And I felt like if you can identify and acknowledge that there is areas of concern, I think that makes you pretty smart in and of yourself. So this week on Saturday's show, we're going to talk about what we need to know financially to conduct our lives and to not only manage our debt effectively, identify the difference between good and bad debt, but other areas of concern that we may not realize we need to be paying attention to financially. And then what we'll do after we identify those is address and measure what do we know in this category. What do we need to know? And if we're unwilling or unable to learn, how do we delegate effectively and how do we choose a professional in that arena to help us out? So all of that is going to be coming up on this Saturday's broadcast, as well as our regularly scheduled segments, Minutes on Your Money, News by the Numbers, our Millionaire Minute, and we will also check in with our fabulous Unlock Your Wealth protege, the ever-popular NASCAR driver, Stephen Light, and check in and see how he is doing with last week's key, Dreams with Deadlines. As always, we will have our trivia question where we can potentially win fabulous prizes, as well as taking your calls for those trivia questions and any other questions you might have relating to the broadcast money or financial independence. If you'd like to get a leg up on the trivia question, we always take our information from a previous broadcast. And how do you get up on that if you haven't listened to the last broadcast? Simply by subscribing to the e-zine. And you could do that one of three ways. You can send us an email at ezine@unlockyourwealth.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the show page here at Blog Talk Radio and type in your email address. Or you can visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com and subscribe to the e-zine there. In addition to incredible tips, tricks, tools, and information to help you on your path to financial independence, it also carries that illustrious trivia question. We have incredible prizes. We have copies of Volume 1 and Volume 2, the best of interviews from the Unlock Your Wealth program. We also have autographed books and collateral materials from our previous show guests, as well as credit report review. We have financial coaching, and we also have identity theft shield protection, all for you to possibly win. Simply by calling in and or chatting in or emailing in to win your question. So get a leg up on the e-zine or get a leg up on the trivia question by subscribing to the e-zine today. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to chatting with you again on Saturday's show. Here's to your financial independence. You've been listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Make it a great week.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.